So, you have done in English, so I'm going to read in Tibetan the chanting of these verses. Going to the chanting of this verse. So that so it gives time to meditate. Meditate. Gives time to meditate. You know, so that, so this 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 verse, you know, the which came from Dhammakara Sutra, which came from Buddha's, you know, from Buddha's holy speech, the end of the Dhammakara Sutra, this verse. The prescription of something from one Vinaya teaching or something of God, Dua Lung or something, and so on. So this, I thought, if this verse chanted slowly, then it gives time to meditate. So basically, looking at the causes of phenomena, which means basically you recollect the specific objects. For you, what are the main objects of attachment and anger, ignorance, you see? And so remember those, you know, those main objects of delusions, you see. So then you see, then I like throwing atomic bomb on your enemy delusions, you see. Then you see instantly, you see. Instantly, what smash or the, like the I think maybe the Jews during the George Bush's father's time, I think there was a war between the United States and the Iraq. So I saw in TV that missile coming from. United States, we're from very far. United missile of United States is coming from long way from through the sky. You see, and it is exactly aimed on the enemy. You know, the enemy, this enemy's army place, exactly aimed, drop that. So. Don't remember seeing after it was destroyed. But anyway, it's like bomb thrown, everything became everything is totally made it, what do you call it? Pieces. Disintegrated, yeah. Everything made it into pieces and disintegrated. So anyway, so you throw this. So here the basically there's I think that's maybe it's not a verse, maybe. So, how about these, you see, what is it? Look at the cultural phenomena. Lifestyle, and basically means your own life, you see. There's attachment to the eye, you know. The thought cherishing eye, there's attachment to the eye. Then you see my things, I and my things, okay? To the aggregates, you know? The base on which the eye is merely imputed. So aggregates, or there's attachment to that. There's also, I mean, the concept of permanence, you see, the eye, you know? One does not see its natural impermanence. Do not see that natural impermanence, you see. The gross and even the subtle one, you see, it's changing, the eye is changing even second by second, not only day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, but even second by second, it's changing. It is changing even within second. The subtlest impermanence. So it doesn't see that. So the concept of permanence, you see. Then one's on, their belongings and family members, the friends, the friends, enemy, you see, all these things. So basically, see, the what usually object attachment, anger, you know, to the, so they say. Then while the eye, you see, in Tibetan it says, "Dakshin jebe chenna niji meba." So when you analyze, cannot find. When you analyze, you can't find. So must analyze. What does it mean? That there are two things where it can refer to. The real I, I'm talking real I as real I, that's the language of the common people in the world. We ourselves and the common people in the world uses. But if it is described, how does the real I appear to you, and how your mind believe the real I, that is the truly existent I. I existing from its own side. I exist by its nature, Rangan Jituba, existing from its side, Dembatruba, truly existent. So that I see, that I, so of course that I you can, that I say, it is a, there's the hallucination of that. There's the false eye. This hallucination we have, and then you see when you don't realize, see that is total hallucination. That is total non-existent. Total non-existent from its own side. You see, when you don't have that realization, then you see. We allow our mind to hold on to this hallucination that this is true. See, so when you analyze, can't find that this real I. If you look for, neither one by one, neither the form, I guess form is that, the form, I guess feeling, I guess condition, I guess the compound, I guess then. I get to consciousness one by one. None of that is the real I. Even all together is not the real I. this real I, and can't find from the tip of the hairs down the toes. The third, you see, can't find it on anywhere on this. I guess can't find it anywhere. From tip of the hairs down to the toes, nowhere you can find if you look for. Neither on this aggregate, nor on anywhere, nor anywhere you can find. So what you discover is total. What you discover is total non-existent. That is totally non-existent. So. Like that. So if you look for, can't find. When you are not analyzing, since then, you see the first, the haven't realized this, and then you see we let our mind hold on to this real I. You see, truly exist, actually exist. But it is proved by reasoning. It is total non-existent, completely non-existent. It is proved there. not the God made us hallucinated, and not somebody made you. Made your mind to be illusioned, or to hold on this, really exist or truly exist. So see that oneself, yourself, use the mind to hold on to this. Really exist, so they that your soul, met your mind to become the root of samsara. No God, and another God, or nor anybody. Illusion. You are so none of that. So that means this real I. So what has been appearing, the way it has been appearing, even though what exists is merely imputed by the mind, but the way it has been appearing, you see, to one's own hallucinant mind, the truly existent, So not only from this morning, not only from the birth, not only from this birth, but from beginningless rebirth, the I has been, appeared to one's own hallucinant mind, in hallucination, false in hallucination. So existing from its side. So in reality, the I never came in existence, never exist from its own side, even for 1 second. Never came in existence, even for 1 second. Never came in existence from its own side, even for 1 second. Never came in existence from its own side, from beginningless rebirth. I have been existing, but never came in existence from its own side, from beginningless rebirth. Never exist that way, from beginningless rebirth. Never came in existence even for 1 second. So the I has been existing. There has been I, but it's been totally empty, existing from beginningless rebirth, but it's being totally empty, existing from its own side. So that is how the I is now, and that is how it will be in the future. Also in the future, they become existence from its own side. See, not even for 1 second, because the definition of the existence is, so you have to think that, then you know what it means, or why it never came in existence from its own side, even for 1 second. So the definition of the existence is, generally saying, semetubha shitubitini, shitubha, you know, the existence base, the foundation base. A valid mind able to discover that. So that's the definition of existence. That's how to explain dukkha. You know, the abbreviated or the debating subject of, you know, the beginning of this study of philosophy. You see, and so how about here, which is discovered by the valid mind. You see. Here, why the I can be discovered by the valid mind? Not only merely labeled by mind, not on that. That's not the only reason to exist. It's not that. Because all the things what we see in the dream. In the dream, you win lottery. You see $1 billion. In the dream, you win lottery, $1 billion. You know, trillion dollar. Or you found you found a beautiful friend. You know, or men or women or higher team, you become the president of the United States. So anyway, so all that you see, merely labeled by your mind, all that whatever you see, in the dream, in the last night dream, you went around the whole world. You know, you met a tour around the world. You see, whole world, east west. You know, around the whole world. You see, last night dream in the dream. So you went to Tibet. You went to Tibet, and you went to Afghanistan. You know. You went to repress all those merely labeled, but even yourself, after you woke up, you realize what wasn't true. Even yourself, after you woke up, you realize it's not true. See, it was a hallucination, it was a dream. So even yourself, after you woke up, you realize, you see. It's all merely labeled by your mind. So here, even that, and similar to your illusion by a magician person, and so other things. You see, after the magician person, illusion the audience, and then the audience, you see, see things, you see. So which is not there, which doesn't exist, you see, so all those are hallucinations, you see, all those are merely labeled by your mind. So even the magician person, him or herself, you see, has those hallucinations, but you don't believe, you know, that you kind of, you say, created, you see, due to power, man, productive, the substances, whatever, those different methods. You don't believe, you see. Yeah. So, is that, you see. Anyways, that, then you do this. So there are many things like this. Hallucination that magician person can transform the whole entire city. I don't know what it is exactly, but Padrinpiche mentioned I've forgotten exactly the name, the person who got invited, and the details of that person. See, I think it's in Tibet. I think. So one person got invited by somebody, met in the road, I think, outside, you see, and that person invited. And then went to some wonderful place, some very beautiful, you know, some beautiful, you see, beautiful house, and exotic, not sure. Some very nice place. I was invited, and then offered a meal. The other person offered a meal. So he had meal, everything. So he came back, and next time he went there, nothing is there. All that, you know, all that exotic, things, you see, houses and beautiful houses, all this, you know, didn't exist. We went there. Nothing there. So, however, anyway, this is whatever it is. So anyway, so there are many mere labeled by mind, but do not exist. It exists not reason mainly not by that. Then you see mainly because the valid base. So what they call what it has a valid base. So the, that's the that, that's the what yeah the main one what say makes it exist. So 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 depending on the depending on the valid base the, at the aggregates, and then the relating to that reason because it exists the valid base exists. So is merely impeded by the mind, merely impeded by the mind. So the so that's how it exists. So yeah, tsame chupa it is something actually discovered by the valid mind. Yes, relating to say the valid based aggregates, then you see I is merely impeded by the mind. If it's not like that, then you see there's nothing to be discovered. There's nothing to be discovered by the valid mind. You see, that it exists. There's nothing to be discovered by the valid mind. How it exists, you see, existence, definition of existence, thinking this way, then you see, I exist because, yeah, there's a valid base and mind, you see, a valid mind, you see, merely imputes, you know, the valid mind merely imputes, you see, the I, you see, so that. So the I exists. So the I exists in my name. So the I exists in the my name, merely imputed by the mind. So the I is totally empty. The I is totally empty of the real I. By using the term that we, what common people in the world use, or we use in daily life, or what we believe, you see. Realize so that not merely labeled by the mind, existing from inside. So the I is totally empty of that. What you've been believing all the time, 24 hours. What we led our mind to believe, 24 hours, and from the birth and the whole life, from the birth of our life, real I, you know, real I existing from its own side, real I existing from its own side, from beginningless rebirth, from beginningless rebirth, not merely labeled by mind, but existing from its own side. So the we let our mind to believe I, you know, this, see, from beginningless rebirth, but never happened. The I never came into existence even for 1 second in reality. Not even for 1 second never came into existence in that way. Mm-hmm. Never existed even for 1 second. It has been empty, it has been completely, totally empty from beginningless rebirth. Up to now, and then, from now on, forever, even forever. Mm-hmm. Since the I exists, since it exists, you see, we're empty. From us, empty, you see. Even an atom of existence from its own side. Completely, totally empty. So, empty. So, see. The aggregates, one by one, and the general aggregates, the same. All these, you see, appeared in the hallucination, in the fall, in the false way, the wrong, say, false. Because the way it appeared and the reality is totally against each other. So that's the definition of the false. The way it appeared, you see, is a real one. And the sense existing from its own side. So we've been believing all the time that way, but they never came. But in reality, never came in the existence even for 1 second. Never happened. Never exist in the past. And now, so future, see. So anyway, completely, totally empty from sight. So that's the reality. Totally, completely empty. So then, form, sound, smell, taste, tangible objects, form. So all this here, the lights, ceiling, and what is it? The altar, the offerings, the flowers, and the holy objects. Here, the flowers and the carpets, and holding the people. How about all these colors, shapes, you see, the form, all that, then you see, appeared as a real one, existing, as one side, you see. But you see, this total hallucination, totally false. And then you see, we let our mind hold on to this, believe this, you see, 100% truth. See? However, all this, in reality, totally, they say, total non, see, or the total non-existent. The way it appeared to us, and how we believe them, completely total non-existent, empty. So that same. So that's the reality. Same sound waves appeared, and how we have been, our mind have been believing, total false. So again, not existing from the sound, not merely level by mind. Again, here, in the reality, completely, totally non-existent. Totally empty. So that's the reality. Then same, you see, from some smell, taste, tangible, so that's, you see, same. So the way it disappeared and how we believe the completely false. There's no such thing in reality. The reality totally, see. Dongba ni, emptiness only. So in English, I think there's no empty. Ni is not translated in English. I don't know. But emptiness has. It has been used, and of course, people who knew, and you know, so that it means that people who knew, you see. But I think. In Sanskrit, what is shunyata? So I don't know what the ta is. Me, I'm not sure. And then Rangshingi Thakpa. Shunyata. I don't know what is in this only or not, because I don't know Sanskrit. So, but in Tibetan, it's very clear. In Tibetan, it's very clear. In ordinary the absence of like when your purse is when your purse is empty, when your purse when you run out of money, you know, when your purse is empty, you see, so absence of money, see, that in Dongba, that we don't call Dongba Ni, Dongba, or when your stomach is empty of food, you see. So today is a precept, yeah. Today is a precept day. So no dinner. No dinner. So as long as the stomach might be empty. So anyway, maybe hungry. Anyway, so then you see that, that's not called Dongba Ni, you know, Dongba, but not, you know, Ni, you see. Yeah, so that, so anyway, without taking much time. So these things. Absence of form. So the absence of form, absence of sound, absence of smell, absence of tangible objects. You see, the absence of the conventional truth, see, Kanye Denpa. Truth level, absence of that. So the Dongba part is not called Ni. So Dongba Ni, when you add Ni, then that is, you see, means when you add Ni, and that is, you see, that Ni. Cuts Ni is a cut the ordinary say emptiness. Ordinary emptiness. With the example which I mentioned before, Ni, what Ni cuts those ordinary emptiness, like the example I mentioned before. So the Tibetans made very clear Dongba Ni. What I'm saying today, sorry I took for a long time. I heard from Geshe Legten when was giving the commentary on the dependent arising, the praise to Buddha. Having realized and revealed certain things, the dependent arising. So Dongba Ni. So the Tibetan word is Dongba Ni. So Ni cuts all the ordinary. All the ordinary, see, the emptiness. Dongba Ni Tsewa. So it cuts all that. So it means, you see, when I say new word, Ni, then it means only emptiness of the truly existence, emptiness of existing from its own side, emptiness of existing by nature, of emptiness of the truly, truly existence. So that emptiness of the real one, not merely labeled by mind. So that emptiness of that. So you see. So not emptiness of money, it's not empty of money, but the money is not empty of money is not empty of money. Money is not empty of money, but the money is empty of the real money, not mere label of our mind. So money is empty of that. Money is not empty of money, but money is empty of the real money, not merely labeled by mind. Money is empty of the money existing from its own side. So that's why while the money is existing, it's empty. While it is empty, it is existing. Existing in mere name, merely limited by mind. While it is existing, in my name, Milibhidhipa mind, it is empty. It is empty of the real one, real money, existing from society. So that, though similar with the eye, so while the smell of the eye, the world eyes, totally empty. I say the eye is not empty of the eye, but the eye is empty of the real eye in the sense existing from its own side. It's empty of the real eye, not merely labeled by the, not merely labeled by the mind, from the side of the mind. That's same. Also the, so while it's empty, totally completely empty, it is existing in my name, Milibhidhipa mind. While it is existing in my name, Milibhidhipa mind, it is totally empty. So that unified empty, it is unified, the emptiness and dependent arising. These two are unified. On one object, and for example, the eye, the two are unified on one phenomenon, the eye.